now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Today we're going to talk about metaphysics. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 22 years. Today we're going to talk about metaphysics, because a very important topic. Look, everybody's talking about the economy and about baseball and about football, about politics and about the debates and all that kind of stuff, and it's all well and good. But, you know, there's an old expression I used to hear said, it said we're born alone and we die alone. Ultimately, reality for each and every person has to do with whether or not they find the purpose for their existence, whether or not they find their God. Ultimately, these are the ultimate questions, you see. Now, you've heard of people, you've heard the term extreme situations or ultimate situations. You know, like people who are in political prison or something like that, tortured. Or people that are held, you know, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn or Vice Admiral James Stockel, or people like that were held in solitary confinement in a political prison. And in those conditions, they, all the everyday type of things fell away, and they were left all by themselves with nothing. And in those situations, they began to think about ultimates. In other words, the ultimate extreme situation caused them to begin to think about ultimates. And when I say ultimates, I mean the meaning of existence and who am I and why am I here, and so on. And so, you know, I often talk about the comfort zone on this program. I say that our everyday, you know, the things that we do every day, where we go to get coffee and the newspaper we read and the surfing of the internet and our friends and how you doing and what you do this weekend and did you watch the football game and, you know, all that stuff. It's very distracting. It's comforting and it's distracting and it keeps you at a very low, at a very shallow level. And so I'm not knocking all the little niceties of life. I'm not knocking them. They have their place. But only after, see, if a person finds God, if they find their Creator and begin to walk, you know, in the Old Testament, there's a beautiful passage. Was it Enoch that it said he walked with God? And if a person begins to sense something being added to their life, something added that upgrades them and makes them more thoughtful, makes them more patient, makes them calmer, makes them have more understanding. See, if all of that, and what does it say? What did Christ say? He said, "Put first the kingdom of God in His right way, and all other things will be added unto you." See, first things first. First God in His right way, and then all the little niceties of life. Then a little football or a little music. Not too much. Not too much. A little fellowship with other people. Not too much. See, a little interest in politics, but not too much. See, I follow politics a little bit. I follow the events that are happening in the world a little bit. But I always see them in the light of a greater truth. See, I see these little truths. I see what's happening around me. I see people. I see what they're doing and how they're living. And I see when they do things right and I see when they're in error. Always I see them in the light of a higher truth. In the light of truth, I see these things, and it adds a dimension to my life, and that's what I'm trying to share with you. That's what I'm trying to help you find, to break out of the comfort zone and find what I have found. I shall be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You see, they're always trying to change things, and they're trying to eliminate God from our public discourse, even. They're trying to eliminate God and Christ. I mean, speaking of God and speaking of Christ from the public discourse. They're trying to eliminate prayer. They're trying to stamp out every vestige of good, of morality, of... They're trying to stamp it all out. They're trying to degrade fathers, make fathers look like buffoons and make them look stupid on television, degrade priests and ministers and make them look stupid and greedy and so on TV. See? They're trying to teach them that it's okay to be promiscuous and so on and so forth. They're trying to do all of that. See? And it's just like the old movies. I was about to say, I said earlier, there was a beautiful said in the Old Testament that Enoch walked with God. So, it's so beautiful. You see, these ancient, the ancient patriarchs, people like Enoch, people like Daniel, and Jeremiah, Isaiah, David, Abraham, see, Isaac, people, they walked with God. They found a relationship with God. One man and his God. Or Ruth. One woman and her God. See? They found a one-on-one relationship with God. See? They didn't have to go to church. They didn't have to sing songs. See? They didn't have to go study. They didn't have to get a degree in theology or religion or anything else. They didn't have to set a goal of going out trying to convert people. All they did was walk with God. What was that? The other beautiful passage, was it from Proverbs or was it from Psalms? It said, "The mind of man plans, but the Lord directs his feet." Something like that. The mind of man plans and schemes, but God directs his feet or his path, something like that. See? So if you found God, then your problems would be over. But I was about to say, a good example of someone who lived a good life, who I'm sure had found God and lived a life accordingly, was the character depicted in the original Walt Disney's Zorro on television, and the movie, and then on television. Remember with Guy Williams? The original Zorro. But I was also, remember I said, then I went on to say that they're trying to remove God and all of, you know, from everything. They keep remaking the movies. Have you noticed that? They remake the movies, and the newer ones are increasingly, all the good is taken out, all the wholesomeness, all the sweetness, all the innocence, all the thoughtfulness is taken out, and the new one is always shallower, more crass, more crude, more vile. See? That's what they're doing. And they do that so that the vile ones, so that the crude ones can feel comfortable. Because as long as there is a thoughtful person around, as long as there is someone around who walks with God, it will make them feel uncomfortable and uneasy. See how that works? All right. But I say to you, never mind all the vile ones, never mind all the vile ones and the crude ones and the ones who hate God. They will have their reward. See? One day they will face their Maker, whether they like it or not. See? Someday they will face their maker. We all do. You know, I suppose there are some people who don't die. In the Old Testament, one of the people in the Old Testament, it may have been Enoch, was taken up. He didn't die. And then, of course, Christ conquered death. So I believe it is possible. It is possible that a person can live and not die. That is possible. But in order for that to happen, he has to be transformed. See, he has to be transformed we're born as a natural Adamic man or woman, natural Adamic person. I'm using the word Adam, A-D-A-M, Adamic, with an ego, with a certain inherited pridefulness. And we grow to full stature as an ego, see? But we start to become corrupted, see? And then we become a degenerate nature. So we have to be reformed, see, and lose the degenerate nature and be transformed and be made back into the more innocent Adamic nature like we once were when we were kids and teens. And then from there, a long process by which we are transformed so that one day, as Paul said, O death, where is thy sting? In the twinkling of an eye, we will not all see death. We will be transformed. See? A person will then be transformed, and they'll have a different kind of flesh, even as Christ. See, he came back. He still had his body. See, a lot of people miss that. He came back, he had his body, but it was different. He said, don't touch me, I'm not yet fully transformed, or something like that, he said to somebody. But then later, you know, there was doubting Thomas. He asked him to touch his hand, and you know, to see the nail holes and so on. And so he was in the process of being transformed. You know, such that, you know, have you, for example, you know, there's such a thing as the butterfly begins life as a caterpillar, and then it goes into the cocoon, and then it comes out transformed into a beautiful, beautiful butterfly. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? It's a mystery. So how could it be that a person, a regular person who would normally die would not die? Well, such a thing is possible, see? But most of us are living life at such a low level, such a shallow level, such a petty level, such a resentful and that's a degenerate and corrupted level. And many people have no interest at all in truth. But some do. And so what do you think salvation is all about? That's what salvation is all about. It's the miracle of being transformed from being degenerate to becoming innocent, and then from there to becoming the noble man or woman who can, in the twinkling of an eye, then be transformed into become imperishable. It's a very beautiful thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a little break, and then I shall be back to continue with my discussion.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, TRUJILLO, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, would you like to get started? No? Well, then go listen to another radio program if this is boring to you. If this is boring to you, then go listen to another program. But if you have an interest in such things, perhaps keep listening. So how are you going to get started? How are you going to get started? It can't be contrived by the hand of man. See, it can't be something where somebody comes up and then they try to they talk cleverly to you and give you a tract and then they try to get you to make a decision. See, it's contrived. See, and you do that sort of thing, step forward at some big emotional gathering and make a decision. Oh, yes, for a while you'll feel better. You might even clean up your act. Instead of taking drugs, you might start reading the Bible. That's nice. See, I guess it's better to read the Bible than to take drugs. But if you're reading the Bible and then you think you're a wonderful person, but nothing really changed, then it's not really better, you see. But eventually, people who have been tricked by music and slideshows and clever words and speaking. See, who have been tricked into thinking they found something when they haven't really found anything. They ultimately end up no better off. But then what happens is, see, then they feel guilty. They think, well, I'm no good, or I'm backslidden. They think I've lost my faith or something like that. They don't realize they never had it in the first place. They just think, well, I'm no good, so they might even throw in the towel and go back to their booze or what have you, see? No, no, no. The real thing begins with, what does the real thing begin with? Not the contrived thing, but the real thing. What does it begin with? It begins with a person who is questioning, who is searching, who would like answers, and who loves the truth. Deep down in their heart, this person loves the truth. See, this person may be just as angry, just as resentful, just as messed up. This person could be laying in the gutter and a drug addict and, you know, addicted to awful things. And I'm serious. Could be, to all the world, the most degenerate person imaginable, and yet, deep in their heart, they love the truth, see? And when they hear it, they like it, see? But they may never have heard it, or they may never have seen anyone who represented it to them properly. All they've seen are phonies. All they've seen are people who pretend to know the truth, who see? Or who pretend to care, or pretend to have something, and they really don't. So these people, so this type of person then becomes disappointed in people and assumes that there is no religion or there is no God or there is no true Christianity because the people that they have encountered have not been very good representatives of it, that's all. But anyway, this type of person who loves the truth, when they hear someone like me, they perk up, they like it. See? They are awakened, like Sleeping Beauty awakened by the prince, the kiss of the prince. They're awakened to truth, and they love to hear the truth, and now perhaps they're ready to be more committed to the truth. See? They've tried the worldly way, and now they're ready to try God's way. Then I'll tell you what happens next.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Incidentally, you better go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling. It's all one word strung together, no dots, no dashes, no hyphens. commonsensecounseling.org. Not com, but O-R-G. That's where you should go. Now, what happens to this person who is on the verge of becoming saved, become reformed, redeemed? Well, yes, regenerated, changed, transformed. Not phony change, not pretend change, but real change. It'll happen from within, not by the hand of man, but from God. As they begin to awaken to truth, see, they will begin to see their own wrong. That's the first thing. The first thing you'll see, when in the light of truth, when truth dawns, when God sends his light of truth and you begin to see things, the first things you're going to see are that you're wrong. You'll see that you resented your mom, that you resent your husband, that you resent your kids, that you're impatient with your kids, that you're phony with people, see, that you hated your dad, see, that you hated your brother. You'll see that, and it's painful to see, yes, and it causes a bit of anxiety, and it is painful. If you bear the little bit of pain, then the next thing is you'll feel sorry. You'll regret what you see about yourself, but you'll also realize in this light of truth that you can't change yourself. You can't make yourself better. You can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. All you can do is see your own wrong and feel helpless about it. See, regret what you see. Not what you see, but realize that you can't change yourself. And in this light of truth, you see that, but then you also see in this light of truth that someone is showing you your own wrong. And they're showing you your wrong so that you might change. And you'll see that this light, who's wordlessly showing you your wrong, loves you. See? And when you see all that, then you experience a sad glad. You're sad to see your own wrong, but you're glad to see it. See, you're glad to come clean. You are glad to come clean. See, now this is a private experience. It's not something that can be manufactured. You can't make it happen. If it happens, see, if God willing, it happens. It's the most wonderful and beautiful moments in your life. See, but what happens is some people misinterpret it. It could begin, but they stop it. See, they stop it. Their little child is there, and they're impatient with their child. Their child asks a question, and the parent is impatient, and the child starts to cry. And then at that moment, the parent begins to realize, she begins to realize that she's wrong for being impatient. See? But instead of just bearing a little bit of pain and seeing it, see, and seeing that there's something wrong about being impatient, well, she rejects the light of truth. She rejects God's wordless chastisement. See, she makes an excuse or blames the child or calls up her friend on the phone, and her friends say, oh, you know, and her friends are supportive of her and so on. So if you want to start getting better, what you got to do is appreciate those little moments of realization when you see, wordlessly see things and realize your own wrong. Don't run from the light. Don't run from your conscience. Then you can also visit my website and perhaps get my meditation, which is very helpful. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal.
We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience, helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years, but in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know for most of you it went over your head. You couldn't understand it. You couldn't, and you never will. But there are a few of you, a few special people out there who love to hear the ring of truth. And when you hear it, you're welcome it, and you're glad that it's there. I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, visit my website. Or go to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. You can find all the links there. This is Pastor Roland. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.